And next we have our annual appeal segment from Hamet. He's going to come up and give you a few words from his heart.
Thank you, Jill. First of all, happy Tsongkhapa's Day. It's a beautiful holy day. And we are coming to the end of the annual appeal. So I'd like to share a short story on the pilgrimage we just recently, a group of us from Kadampa Center took, 14 of us, along with Geshe Sangpo, three of our Kadampa Center venerables, and just wonderful people from Kadampa Center. And I'd like to talk a little bit about it, and I'll relate to what it meant for us. And so we went to Sarah J. Monastery. This is the home of our Geshe-las, where they school, where they lived, and not only that, but their teacher lives, Kensho Rinpoche. His picture is right there. And we were able to meet with them and actually see the lifestyle of all the monks. We've been hearing about what they do for 20, 26 years, and actually get to see how rigorous their timetable is and where a lot of these things are being trained and learned and so forth. Then we took a trip to Bodh Gaya, which is the northeast part of India, and it is just a beautiful place, a beautiful old stupa, and the Bodhi tree. This is where Shakyamuni Buddha, as we know, was enlightened. Okay, from there we took the side trips to what Patrick talked about today, Nalanda University. We saw where Shantideva actually meditated. We saw Nagarjuna's room and Atisha, and all of a sudden, so why am I telling you all these things? It's not about my trip we took. There was a connection made this time for me. And I kept on thinking, why is it so different? So Patty and I have been very privileged to travel to Thailand and different places, but this time it was different. There was a bliss, there was a connection. I don't even know the words to say, but oneness. There was some sort of just a wow feeling. And then I started to think, the common root of all that is Kadampa Center. You know, 10, 11 years ago, Sandy, myself, Patty, were sitting here, new novices, looking at discovering Buddhism, mind and its potential, from our director here, Robbie. And then I've seen how the authentic teachings from our Geshe-la, you know, and then I started to think, oh my goodness, we've learned Lam Rim, discovering Buddhism. Then we start to think about all the things Kadampa Center does, from prison projects to outreach. Then you start thinking about all the different programs. We have a children program. It just goes on and on and on. But then I started to see the authentic teaching that our Geshe-la has given us. And that connection now was so different for me, because now I see the teachings and I see why that place already has its own little aura, right? But the connection was made for me. It was much more deepened feeling this time. And I kept on thinking the root of all that really started at Kadampa Center. How valuable this place is. And you know, it's really interesting. We don't have to go so far away. We have the teachings right here. We have venerables here. We have Geshe-la here. We have all these advanced teachers here. We have a stupa here. We can do all of those things. And we saw people prostrating. Sandy, you can attest to it, from 5 o'clock till 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night, doing thousands of prostrations. We have this wonderful place here that we can learn so many things. And you heard Don even today talking about wish fulfilling Gampa, right, this place. Well, that really happened for me and Patty. When we were thinking about, have no idea who Shantideva was, what did Nagarjuna teach, and then we were actually at a place on a hill where Buddha taught emptiness, where he taught Heart Sutra. We went to Nalanda where Shantideva studied and meditated, and it had a whole different meaning to see Sarah J. and the monks giving up their rooms so they can accommodate us. We saw that connection made. And it was so emotional for me, and I give really, really genuinely give credit to Kadampa Center. This is the gem in Raleigh, North Carolina, for crying out loud. Think about it for a second. Just think about it. You don't have to go so far. You can come here, and you get that kind of teaching. And so Patty and I feel very privileged to give to Kadampa Center. Obviously, this is the appeal is coming to an end, and I wanted to just find words to say, how are we connected? And we don't only want Kadampa Center to just sustain and maintain. We want it to grow and thrive. And you can't get visiting teachers and LOPs and continued teachings and this kind of a feeling that we get without your support. So on such a holy day, all I'm asking is, if you haven't done so, find a little spot in your heart to make sure you are generous and you donate to Kadampa Center for its growth and continue to impact so many people positively, you know, just like it has for us. And I know that Jill has a beautiful poster out there. When you go to get your shoes on, you'll see it, how 78% of the appeal, the goal is for what. And then there are different buckets from Dana and Puja and Children's Program and so many things that you can give towards. Okay, so just think about that, and it has made a big change in our lives and so many others, and it continues to reach out through so many wonderful people and volunteers here, and hopefully it makes a big change in your life too. Thank you.